Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are warmly welcome to the 27th day of the month of February, year 2021. If today is your first time joining us on this prophetic decree, you are welcome. This is a prophetic broadcast, and this broadcast comes up every morning like this, very early in the morning, in between 12 and 1. This broadcast is released and dropped into your platform for you to listen and pray the prayers. If you pray the prayers in this broadcast, you can never remain the same. And in this prophetic decree broadcast, is full of prophetic decrees, full of deliverance prayer, fire prayers, full of a lot of healings and a lot of impartation through prayers. Also, we pray on the bottle of water, we pray on the bottle of oil, for those who don't have a bottle of oil. And for those who's probably in their church, they don't use oil, but they use water. We pray on the bottle of water so that you can apply it and you will notice a lot of things happening and miracles happening in your life. You are welcome to another wonderful day, and I want to say thank God for another day. I want to appreciate His mercy over our lives. We have to appreciate His love. Begin to thank God, begin to magnify God, begin to worship God. Father, we thank you so much. Father, we give you glory. Father, we give you adoration. We thank you for what you have been using this broadcast to do in the life of people, thousands of people. And we appreciate the testimony that have been rolling in. We pray that more testimony will flow into the life of people in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you, Father, for also showing people a lot of secrets. Deep secrets are revealed to people, and the Lord has been helping us to be able to explain the secret by the leading of the Holy Spirit to all these people. We thank God for what God has been doing. We pray that God will visit you, God will minister to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that the battle attached to your destiny shall be separated from you in the name of Jesus Christ. God of wonder shall fight your battle. God of wonder shall fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The yoke placed upon your life shall be broken. The embargo of darkness shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power retarding your movement in life shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. And any power that vowed to render you miserable shall become miserable in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that the power that said you will come to this world in vain, that power shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me, no one has a final say over your life. Every negative statement against your destiny, against your marriage, against your conception, against your work, against your finances, I command negative statement, negative pronouncement to lose its power, lose your 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 power in the name of Jesus Christ. And I decree that the hand of the Lord shall promote you in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, yesterday I was talking on something very deep. I was talking about the mystery of hard battles. The mysteries of hard battles. Beloved, there are battles and there are battles. There are battles that are considered to be very hard. These battles that are hard, they are difficult battles. Difficult to be confronted sometimes. Difficult sometimes to be able to, difficult to analyze. Hard battles are complex battles. Hard battles are difficult to be handled. That's why they are hard, you know. And if someone is facing hard battles and he or she does not understand how to handle it, it can be in this battle till he dies. In fact, some, this battle can kill them because it may be aggressive against their destiny, aggressive against their lives. And that is why I told you to listen to me very well. And that is why I told you not to miss this section, you know, that we have been opening our eyes to. You know, the Bible said that the tax master, Pharaoh, gave the people of Israel tough time and increased their bondage and make their battle hard. You know, any tax master in your family that want to make your battle hard shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says God heard their cry, you know. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23, God heard their cry. Exodus chapter 3, God heard their cry. And when God heard their cry from heaven, He sent a deliverer. He sent Moses to go and deliver them. I pray that as you pray this morning, the Lord will send a deliverer to come and deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. Who is the deliverer? It's Jesus Christ, already available. When you pray, Jesus Christ will appear in your situation. When you pray, Jesus Christ shall liberate you. When you pray, Jesus Christ shall deliver you. What Jesus will do is he will make sure that you understand this message, and there you begin to pray yourself out. I pray that God will help you in the name of Jesus Christ. The mystery of hard battles. Hard battle, like I told you, there are battles that are difficult. There are battles that sometimes mesmerize your prayers. There are battles that make your prayer sometimes useless. There are battles that make your spiritual effort to be like if he has nothing. There are battles that sometimes will make you to believe it like if God is not hearing you. There are battles that you, after you look at yourself, you consider that this battle is like that, whether it's a yoke or it's a cross you have to carry. There are battles that sometimes it begins to prove to you that nobody can solve you. Nobody can solve this battle from your life. These are hard battles. This battle have carried people from one church to another, from one mountain to another, from one prophet to another, putting them into some other battles. This is hard battles. Battle that you try everything possible to remove it and it's becoming hard. That is what we call hard battles. And I told you that there are 12 reasons why battles can be hard. And when battle is hard, like I told you, you need to do one thing. You need to go to the root. Failure to go to the root of that battle, there's no way the man can be free. And that is why many people run from pillar to post and they even die in the battle. Because they never sat down to go into the root. And God is the one who understands everything. Let me tell you something which I normally say. There is no battle that God cannot handle. There is no battle that the name of God, name of Jesus cannot crush. There is no battle that blood of Jesus cannot destroy. One thing you need to know, your own assignment is to identify that battle, search into the root of the battle, use the name of Jesus to confront it, use the blood of Jesus to confront it, and the battle shall be destroyed completely. But if you don't locate the root of the battle, it can be very tough. It is the root of the battle that the devil hides from us. It is the root of the devil that the devil makes sure that we cannot get. It is the root of the battle that the devil makes sure we cannot get. It is the root of the battle that the devil will try everything to conceal from us. You know, the Bible says the glory of God to conceal a thing was the honor of his honor of king to search out the matter. That is why you have to search out the matter. The secret thing is the devil will always try everything possible that you don't get to the root. He will try everything possible that will frustrate you along the way so that you can't get to the root. And I told you there are about 21 reasons why battles are always hard. These 21 reasons, now, majority of them are root problems. They are root problems. So you have to listen to me very well. I gave you some of them yesterday. Let me see whether I can still recall them. Number one is when the battle is empowered by ancestral powers, ancestral ancient powers. When the battle is assigned or is empowered by these powers, when the battle is empowered by these powers, then the battle will be hard. Two, when there is a blood that is crying against that fellow. Blood is crying against that fellow, whether blood that he has shed through abortion, or blood that is a sexual have shared, or blood, or he kills somebody deliberately. And that blood that is crying against that fellow will make the battle to be hard. Number two, if your parents, are in charge of the case, if your mother is in charge of your case, the battle will be hard. Especially if your mother is in charge of your case, the battle will be hard because mother, you stay inside the blood of that mother for 9 months. You stay inside the womb of that mother for 9 months or more than that one. So you are mixed up with everything about that mother. You are just inside the mother. So the mother happened to be, it's like, if I want me to say, let me say, I can say that when you say somebody is behind a case and that person is your mother, what they are telling you is this. They are telling you that the fellow who brought you to this world, the fellow who brought you to this world, with the spiritual authority he has over you, when he's caging you, it will be very hard for that fellow to be delivered. Except you can pray aggressively, and also except you can know the root of that bondage. Another thing is what made battle to be hard is when somebody has been dedicated to shrine, dedicated to rivers, dedicated to one thing or the other, the battle will be hard. Another thing is when the original of somebody has been sold up in the market of darkness, the battle will be hard. Also, if you have been born, The way you have been conceived, if it's satanic, your mother was giving something to swallow, she swallowed that and you are conceived, the battle will be hard. If the water that was used to bathe you was covenanted with marine power, the battle will be hard. If the name you are bearing was given to you by a shrine, the battle will be hard. If your mother demanded for you from the water, the battle will be hard. If it's a spirit wife or spirit husband that slept with your mother before you were conceived, if a spirit husband that slept with your mother before you were conceived, the battle will be hard. Another thing is this: if negative transaction happen when you are living with your brother, or you are living with your sister, or you are living with a prophet, or you are living with your boss, if a negative transaction had happened that involve your glory, that involve your original, that involve part of your body, that negative transaction will always strengthen the battle. Let me give you, for instance, if when you are living with someone, they collected your hair, the hair of your head, the hair of your armpit, the hair of your pubic area, that's your private area, and they gather everything together and they throw it inside the river. They have made a covenant with everything that will make you to succeed. They have made a covenant also with what will make you to be productive. This will make the battle to be hard. If that is what we call negative transaction, if they have taken you to the river to bait you, you know, when you are young, well, probably you are living with someone and they have taken you to the river to bait you, the battle will be hard. Or they have lied you down by the brink of the river, by the bank of the river, and you are there for 3 days, and they lighted candle around you, the battle will be hard. Because this is what we call negative transaction. This transaction involved the spirit being. You will not see the spirit being, but it involved you and the spirit being. And what has transpired between you and that spirit being, you are not aware at all. And that is why the battle will be hard. You see, whatever has been done against your destiny while you are living with someone, if God open your eyes to it, or you can recall, you have to go straight to that very particular spot and dismantle what has been done, because it will make the battle to be hard. Some children were taken to the herbalist and they scraped all their hair and they put it in a pot and they gave it to the girl, and they told the girl to carry that pot straight to the river and put the pot on the bank of the river, and the river carried the pot away. That is a negative, terrible transaction. They have covenanted the glory of that girl with the marine power. And also, they have exchanged that girl or that boy with that transaction. It will make the battle to be hard. If you are born in the herbalist home, or you are born in satanic location, or you are born in satanic church or satanic hospital, the battle will be hard. If your placenta was sold to the herbalist, the battle will be hard. If immediately you were born, you cannot cry, and they have to rush you to the herbalist and they drop something to your mouth before you can cry, the battle will be hard. If your first day on earth, as you came up with blood, if that blood that came from you, from your body, from your mother that covered your body, if that blood was leaked by someone, probably a nurse, or by someone anyhow, the battle will be hard. Because that's it. All these are covenants. All these are terrible covenants. If you, as a baby, they carry you and drop you and drop you beside a tree for some days, the battle will be hard. If your naming ceremony was done behind a roko tree, the battle will be hard. These are mysterious things. These are things that make battle to be hard. These are terrible things. If a covenant was formed between your blood and the blood of another person, the battle will be hard. If incision was made on your body, and when the incision was being made on that body, blood that was coming out were leaked by someone that you can recognize or you cannot, the battle will be hard. If the covenant that was established between you and your mother, between you and your boyfriend, between you and whosoever, if that covenant involve you leaking your blood and issuing a curse after leaking that blood, the battle will be hard. For whatever reason, you must not go into a covenant of cutting yourself, leaking the blood and cursing yourself. It will make a battle to be hard, because when you tear your body or you cut your body, immediately the blood flows out. A transaction has taken place and the spirit being is behind and they are there. And before you know, whatever you say at that moment is binding. It's a serious thing. If you have stolen something, and when you have stolen that thing, the fellow who owned that thing came and said, "Who has stolen this thing?" And you were there and you didn't talk, and the fellow started cursing, and you were like concurring with them as if you didn't want them to know that you have done it, and they were cursing, and you yourself were saying, "Whosoever has done this, should be this, should be that." You know, you are the one who have stolen that items, but you knew that you stole the item and you allow them to be cursing you, and you are there, it will make the battle to be hard. Immediately a curse is released. It saw a garment for you. That garment is the garment that fellow will be wearing right from that day until the day she dies, except she can have an encounter with someone who can reveal the secret, or she can pray to know the secret, or she can recall what has happened at that moment. The battle will be hard. But beloved, listen to me. If the battle is hard, what you need to do, like I told you, is to identify the battle. Number two is to pray to know to the root of the battle. Number three is to dismantle the strong man attached to sustain the battle. Number four is to declare yourself free. Is to declare yourself free from that battle. Is to run yourself through deliverance. And that is why you see that we have been having some prayers here that are deliverance prayers. Many people have been praying these prayers. They've been receiving a lot of breakthrough. Why have I been telling you to anoint your head, anoint your chest, anoint your navel? In this one, all these ones are prophetic way of getting your deliverance. Why? Because all these areas, I say, you are anoint. These are the areas the enemy had manipulated many years ago when you are growing up. But by anointing them and declaring prayers on them, God begin to work upon them. We are going into the prayer now. There are seven prayers we are going to pray. And these seven prayers, if you pray them very well, even after this broadcast, if you sit down and pray them very well, there is no way you will not have testimony, but you have to pray them very well. Get ready now as we go into this prayer. I want you to begin to cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Say, "I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Jesus." In Jesus' name we pray. We are due to go now. We are good to go. Get ready now. These are dangerous primitive prayers. They are deliverance raw prayers. They are raw prayers in deliverance. You have to pray them very well. Open your mouth and shout like this. Say it with power. Say it with fire. Say, "Any strong man attached to my foundation." In the name of Jesus, any strong man attached to my foundation, there, in the name of Jesus, any strong man attached to my foundation, there, in the name of Jesus, any strong man attached to my foundation, die, in the name of Jesus, any strong man assigned to my foundation, die, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, "Evil strong man assigned to be guiding my life." Ah, in the name of Jesus. Evil strong man assigned to be guiding my life. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Evil strong man assigned to be guiding my life. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, "Any curse that has become a garment over my life, break in the name of Jesus. Any curse that has become a garment over my life, break in the name of Jesus. Any curse that have become a garment over my life, break in the name of Jesus. Any curse that have become a garment over my life, break in the name of Jesus. Any curse that has become a garment over my life, break in Jesus' name we pray." Open your mouth and say, "You strong man from my blood that is behind my case, You strong man, from my blood that is behind my case, die in the name of Jesus. You strong man, from my blood that is behind my case, die in the name of Jesus. You strong man, from my blood that is behind my case, die in the name of Jesus. You strong man, from my blood that is behind my case, die in the name of Jesus. You strong man, from my blood that is behind my case, die in the name of Jesus. You strong man, from my blood that is behind my case, die, 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 die. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, you strong man, assigned to make sure. Are you ready to pray that prayer? You strong man, assigned to make sure that I remain in bondage. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. You strong man, assigned to make sure that I remain in bondage. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. You strong man, assigned to make sure that I remain in bondage. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. You strong man, assigned to make sure that I remain in bondage. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. You strong man, assigned to make sure that I remain in bondage. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. You strong man, assigned to make sure that I remain in bondage. Yeah, in Jesus' name, pray. If, as I'm talking to you now, if you have been taken to the river and you took a bath in the river, the sponge and the cloth that you wore to that river, you threw it inside that river, and you brought some items, and you threw it inside that river also. Please, you have to private chat me. Indicate and private chat me. Very important, because you need to get deliverance from marine covenant and deliverance from marine bondage. You need to liberate yourself from the godhead of the water, so that you can enjoy yourself, so that you can have the fruit of the womb, so that the fruit of the womb you have will not be a bondage to you, so that you can enjoy your marriage, so that that marriage cannot end in divorce, so that you can enjoy your destiny, so that the children you have will not come up and begin to call you a witch later, so that you can also enjoy those children. You have to do, because what you have done there is deep, but you can be free. You need to know that you can be free, and nothing should make you afraid. Open your mouth and pray this one. Say, you ancestral strong man, attached to my glory, in the name of Jesus. You ancestral strong man, assigned to my glory, in the name of Jesus. You ancestral strong man, attached to my glory, you ancestral strong man, attached to my glory, in the name of Jesus. You ancestral strong man, attached to my glory, in Jesus' name. Pray this next one very well. Say, every hidden covenant between me and marine goddess, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between me and marine goddess, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between me and marine goddess, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between me and marine goddess, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between me and marine goddess, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, any familiar face that is oppressing me in the dream, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Any familiar face that is oppressing me in the dream, be roasted by fire. Be roasted, 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 be roasted. Any familiar face that is oppressing me in the dream, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout it loud and clear. Say, any family member that is using the face of my spouse to steal my blessing, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Any family member that is using the face of my spouse to steal my blessing, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Any family member that is using the face of my spouse to steal from me, destroy yourself, destroy yourself, destroy yourself, destroy yourself in Jesus. Any family member that has joined witchcraft to steal from me, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Any family members that have joined witchcraft to steal from me, destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Any family member that has joined witchcraft to steal from me, destroy yourself, destroy yourself, destroy yourself, destroy yourself, destroy yourself. Any family member that has joined witchcraft to steal from me, destroy yourself, destroy yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Share this one louder. Say, all my close friends that are my enemy, be exposed and be disgraced in the name of Jesus, all my close friends that are my enemy, be exposed and be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, all my close friends that are my enemy, be exposed, be disgraced, be exposed, be disgraced. All my close friends, supposedly close friends that are my enemy, be exposed, be disgraced, be exposed, be disgraced, be exposed, be exposed, be exposed, be exposed, be exposed, be exposed. In the name of Jesus, a lady used to take a young lady to a prayer meeting. If there's a crusade, the lady will take them, the lady will go and collect the ambi, bring her friend to the priest. If they are going to see the pastor, they will go together. Everywhere they are going, in fact, this lady will always take her friend because of the case of her friend. We take her friend to see prophet, take her friend to the mountain. But in a particular program they attended, the man of God said they should shout fire. Say, Holy Ghost fire, fall. When they started shouting the fire and they didn't stop, the lady that used to bring this other lady to the crusade, who was even the one that brought her to that crusade, who was the one that collected the ambi that invited her to that crusade, who was the one that persuaded her friend to come to that crusade, who was the one who told the friend that this problem will be solved in this crusade, who was the one who told the friend that the prophet that is coming is a man of God who can see to the secret, who was the one who helped the friend, who was the one who persuaded the friend, not knowing that it was one in charge of the problem. When that man said, let fire fall, when the man of God said, everybody shout, Holy Ghost fire, fall. When they were shouting it for about 5 minutes, the friend said, he said, stop this fire, stop this. Before they know what was happening, the lady started shouting, fire is burning me. And they brought her house. She started confessing that she has been the one in charge of this lady's problem. That she follow her up and down here, she follow her to anyway, she invite her to places like that in order to monitor her and to hear the prescriptions or the direction that the prophet will give to her so that she can go and report her in the covenant and destroy it. That sometimes if they are in the prayer meeting, she will not say amen. It's another thing she's saying. You can see how life is. A close friend to her, but it's the major enemy of her destiny. Say, all my close friends that are my enemy, be exposed and be disgraced. Listen to me. Not all close friends are enemies. So you have to get it very clear. We have close friends that has helped us for many years. We have close friends that have been with us in primary school, secondary school, and we are still close now. But we are talking about the one that is really coming close to us, but is the enemy. You are going to pray. Say, any of my close friends that is my enemy, be exposed and be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any of my close friends that is my enemy, be exposed and be disgraced. Be exposed, 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 in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we will not tell them to die. We will tell them to be exposed and be disgraced. When they are exposed and disgraced, they will know that God has power. I pray God will expose them and disgrace them in the name of Jesus Christ. Get your bottle of oil or a bottle of water. I pray to this bottle of oil and this bottle of water, be anointed by fire, carry the power of the Holy Ghost and become instrument of deliverance, instrument of healing, divine medication, become vaccine that can heal and can destroy every infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I want you to anoint your belly button. As you anoint that belly button, you shout like this. Say, covenant with familiar spirit, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant with familiar spirit, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your head. Say, covenant with witchcraft, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant with witchcraft, break, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant with witchcraft, break in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your chest area, rub it very well. Your chest area, if you are having any attack on your breast, rub it very well and say, covenant with affliction, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant with affliction, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your hand now. Say, covenant with poverty, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant with both poverty, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. I command you to be released from evil bondage. I command you to be released from witchcraft bondage. I command you to be released from any curse that has retarded your destiny. I command you to be released from the power that has limited your life in the name of Jesus. And I pray that all your 12 prayer requests that you are raising up now, raise up your prayer requests. The Lord shall answer them. There shall be testimony in your life. God shall give you joy. God shall give you blessing. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. Get ready. You'll be blessed with twins and triplets. All those who are down, God will raise you up. Your business will be raised up. Your financial strength will be raised up. The Lord will favor you. You will get blessing that you have never gotten before. What you are expecting the Lord to do is going to do it in your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, you can get across to us by sending information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. We are from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, First Stack Region. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.